Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, loving, responsive obedience to God as modeled for us by Saint Joseph is the central theme of today's readings. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah gives a sign from God to King Ahaz of Judah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Immanuel. Matthew considers this prophecy as one of the most descriptive and definite prophecies foretelling the future messianic king, the Christ, to be born as a descendant of David. In the second reading, Paul also asserts that Jesus was a descendant of David and thus the Messiah. Romans chapter 1 verse 3. From David according to the flesh. Then Paul provides a sweeping summary of God's mighty acts in history through Jesus Christ. Today's gospel from Matthew focuses on the person and the role of Joseph. For Jesus to fulfill the messianic prophecy given by Isaiah, Joseph had to accept Jesus as his son, making Jesus a legal descendant of David because Joseph was a descendant of David. Hence, Matthew makes it clear that Jesus was not the biological child of Joseph. But because Joseph was the husband of Mary at the time Jesus was born, Jesus was legally the son of Joseph and thus a descendant of David. Once a Jesuit, a Dominican, and a Franciscan were walking along an old road debating the greatness of their respective orders. Suddenly, a vision of the Holy Family appeared in front of them with Jesus in the manger, Mary and Joseph praying over him. The Franciscan fell on his face, overcome with wonder at the sight of God born in such a poverty. The Dominican fell to his knees, adoring the beautiful reflection of the Trinity and the Holy Family. The Jesuit walked up to Joseph, put his arm around his shoulder and said, "So, dear Joseph, where are you thinking of sending the child for schooling?" Dear friends, it can happen to us also. Let's ask ourselves, do we have any gift for our birthday child Jesus? Let us check to see if Jesus is on our list this Christmas and if we have a special gift in mind for him. A heart filled with love for God and our fellow human beings is the birthday gift which Jesus really wants from each of us. Hence, let us prepare our heart for Jesus, filling it with love, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness on this coming Christmas and every day of our lives. Let us be a Christmas gift to others. The greatest gift we can give to those we love is to have faith in them, believe in their dreams. We need to believe in the dreams of our husband, wife, children, parents, heroes, leaders, and friends, and then try our best to help them realize those dreams in their lives. Like Saint Joseph, we need to trust in God, listen to Him, and be faithful. Although we may face financial problems, job insecurity, tensions in family, and health concerns, let us try to be like Saint Joseph, trusting and faithful. Instead of relying on our various schemes to get us through our life, let us trust in God and be strengthened by talking to Him in fervent prayer and by listening to Him speaking through the Bible. Let us try to experience Emmanuel in our lives and change our world and society. The good news and the consoling message of Christmas is that the child Jesus still waits today to step into our hearts, your heart and mine, and to change us and the society and the world around us by the beauty of God's love, kindness, mercy, and compassion. Let us take some time to welcome Christ into our hearts and lives this week, so that He may change our world of miseries with the beauty of that love. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.